Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1123. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the host for this show, and welcome. Today is Saturday, and I've got one of those tough interview questions for you to answer. Are you interviewing? Pretty obvious question. You know, there's yes or no, and there's a better way to do it. Hope you find this helpful. Please give it 5 stars in Apple Music, in Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to the show, and please share it with others. I think they'll find benefit in it just as you are. And with that, let's just get on going, okay? This is one of those questions that's it's kind of a variation on another one that I've addressed previously. This one is the question of, are you interviewing? And it's a variation on the where have you been interviewing question. And I just want to speak to this one because it really depends on who you're talking to as to what the intention of the question is. So let me start off with third-party recruiters. So with a third-party recruiter, a contingency firm, you'll be asked this question for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you have been interviewing, they may turn around and say, where have you been on interviews so far? And they may be trying to find out, number one, have you been to their client? Number two, job leads, leads of other organizations that are trying to hire, so that you release that information to them, and then they start reaching out to those firms to see if they can wind up getting positions to work on and earn money from. Another thing that they're trying to do is to see how far along you are in the process. So if you tell them, well, I've met with 14 firms, I'm on 3 finals, and I'm close to 2 offers, they're probably going to hit the delete key on your resume when they're finished talking to you because they don't see any point to doing anything. So again, one, you know, shall we say, more slimy approach to asking the question, and the rest are pretty innocuous. When an employer asks, they're obviously not going to be contacting firms for job leads, so that's out of the question. But what they're trying to do is, number one, are you an aggressive job hunter? Firms have a bias against aggressive job hunters. Their belief is that people who are out looking for work are less attractive than those who, shall we say, are recruited. So if they've contacted you and they're asking this question, you might just simply say, you know, I'm not aggressively looking for work, but when you approached me, this was an interesting opportunity. Frankly, since you know the time you initially contacted me, 2 other firms have approached me as well, and then you can talk about where you are there. Part of the reason an employer asks the question is to see whether they can, how much time they might have before you have to make a choice, whether they can keep interviewing or, shall we say, they need to get off the pot and extend an offer or move more quickly. You see, they like you. That's part of what the communication is. They like you, but they want to see if they can date others for a while before getting married. You follow what I mean here? So recognize their intent is to get a sense of how much time they have with you before they risk losing you. If you say, I've got nothing else going on, they can sit back and relax a little bit and say, okay, let's keep interviewing for a while. Let us know what's going on with you. If anything's changing, give us a call. We want to know. And most of the time when that happens, they've already seen a bunch of other people and they never come back and make the offer. But You know, if you say, you know, since the time you reached out to me, a couple of other firms have approached me as well. I've had some really good interviews. There's some interesting opportunities out there. That gets them motivated to take more action. Now, if you applied for a job and submitted a resume, this doesn't always work, obviously, because you've indicated that you're an active job hunter. And thus, all they're trying to do is to see where you are in your process. If they're on a first interview and you're on a fifth somewhere, one of two things, they're one of two ways they might respond. One is to accelerate their process, and the second one might be hit the delete key because they know they can't move fast enough. So I found over the years that many firms where I mentioned to them that, you know, I found this individual and they really fit your role very well, but, you know, they're, you know, on their third or fourth interview and there's some folks that are interested, they never really moved. So caveat emptor, just recognize the impact of what you say and what the firm's motivation is. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.